Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, is your wallpaper falling off the wall like our friend Deitra in Georgia? Deitra, what happened?
I think it's just from taking showers. The wallpaper's coming up around the top of the shower.
Okay, well, can you stop taking showers?
I don't think so.
Unless you have smell-impaired friends, I don't recommend that option. So now, is this always happening? Is it sort of coming down continually, or it just sort of bubbles up after the steam happens?
As now, it's completely off. It's curled up, and it's coming. It's continually to come off after each shower.
And it's only in the area right by the shower, not in the entire bathroom?
Right, just by the shower.
Well, there's a couple of options. One is a product called Seam Repair, and you can get this at any sort of home improvement store. And, Tom, how does this work?
Well, basically what happens is with a seam repair product, it's a special glue that's made to reattach loose wallpaper seams, and it works most of the time.
But only if the seams are sort of puckering.
Well, yeah, and in this case, though, it sounds like you're getting a lot more separation. Is that true, Deitra? I mean, how much of the paper's coming off?
From the top of the wall right to where the shower.
Well, I'll tell you what I would recommend, then. I would suggest that you remove that wallpaper altogether, and then what you want to do is prime the wall underneath it. This is going to be a good surface to adhere new wallpaper to. And then you use sizing, which is like a precursor to the wallpaper paste, and it leaves the wall just slightly tacky. And then if you put some new wallpaper up, it'll stick really, really well.
So it's glue for your glue.
Yeah, it's pretty much glue for your glue, exactly. And make sure that you take like a plastic wallpaper tool or like a credit card and burnish that paper down. Rub it down really good so you get good adhesion. And that's probably the best way to get that to stick.
And control that moisture in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing I was going to say. Make sure that you put an attic fan in. A bathroom fan if you can help it.
And one that does not exhaust into the attic. I see where you were going, Tom.
Yeah, you knew it.
Yeah, really, if you can take that moisture out of the air so that as you're taking the shower and the steam is building up, it's taking all of that wet, heavy air and putting it outside of the house, that'll really help you. And another tip is leave that exhaust fan on like a half an hour after you take the shower. Because once you're done, that moisture still stays in the air. But if you keep it on, you really get rid of all of it.
Well, thank you. Okay.
You're very welcome, Deitra. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.